Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Brooks here. Welcome to our show today. We're excited to have Mr. Mike Sims join us all the way from Dubai. And if you know him, he needs no introduction. With that being said, let's get right into it. So, Mike, you've been in business for a couple of decades. I mean, you've gotten accolades both domestically and internationally. Talk to us a little bit about what has you intrigued with PCT.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been in business now for 20 plus years, and I've seen a lot of opportunities to come across my plate. And of course, when you're looking at opportunities and evaluating opportunities from a venture capital standpoint or an investment standpoint or a partnership standpoint, you look for companies like PCT, a company that already has a track record. I mean, these type of opportunities or dreams come true because they have a track record already. They have a product or services and technology that works. There are real uses for it. These things are not based on hopes, dreams, or what might happen in the future. They're things that are already happening. The world just doesn't know about it. So when PCT came across my plate, I took a look at some of the things that were already doing with hospitals. I took a look at some of the patents that were being filed. I took a look at some of the verticals that they're going to build out or in the process of building out right now. And it was just a fit. And of course, when you're looking for opportunities, there's always the opportunity to inject capital, but most importantly, bring intellectual capital to the table as well. And we've been able to bring some intellectual capital to the table and just continue to build out the team and attract more people and great minds to PCT. So I'm really, really excited about PCT, all that the company has done. There's some great people there. We're attracting more people to the company now because of all the things that are already in place and the things that are coming down the pipeline very soon. So PCT, absolutely. I would definitely take a close look at it.
Now, you mentioned already having a track record. What are some of the things that you look for when it comes to small growth ideas, especially being catalysts for a company like PCT?
I look for ideas that are already working. You know, that's a dream come true in the investor space. It's just not an idea. It's an idea that's working. And then, of course, there are things you can add or continue to build out the idea. And so, as I mentioned earlier, PCT has so many things that are going right for it right now. And the future of the company is so, so bright because of agriculture, oil and gas, of course, clean and disinfectant. Right now, we're in the middle, probably still in the middle of a global pandemic. Some people say we're on the tail end of pandemic. It doesn't matter where we are in a pandemic. The world will never be the same. If we think about the crisis that happened or the catastrophe that happened in 9/11, we started traveling again, but travel was never the same. This pandemic has changed the world forever. No one is going to leave the house anymore without hand sanitizer. Everybody's always going to be thinking about cleaning and disinfecting. Everybody's going to think about how to do that safely and the cleanest way of doing that as well. And so with the EPA certifications, the some of the patents that are coming down the pipeline, and as I mentioned earlier, the uses or who is using some of the technology right now in PCT, some of the largest hospitals in the northeast of the country are already using PCT's technology and products to clean and disinfect, which is a total game changer. So, you know, these things are things that you look for in small growth companies. But of course, you know, the vision is huge. My vision for PCT is huge. I believe PCT, the company is going to be known worldwide because of what it does, what it brings to the marketplace, and the type of impact it's going to have on the lives of everyone. So I'm really, really excited about the company, if you can't tell by my enthusiasm.
So, Mike, you mentioned track record, you mentioned products, you mentioned services and technology, ideas that are really working. The company's mentioned uplisting from Pink Sheets. Is this something that's realistic in the near future? I mean, like QBE or QX Exchange?
Yeah, of course, those things are coming out of the pipeline. I don't like to forecast out too far out ahead. I like to focus on what's happening right now and things that we can control directly right now. And the things that we can control right now, as far as PCT is concerned, looking at the company as well, and being a part of the growth and development of the company in the future, what we can control right now is sales, revenue, things of that nature, and just bringing awareness of PCT to the rest of the world. I know there's individuals now working intricately on the marketing and branding of PCT. It's one thing to have a great company. It's another thing if people don't know about it. And that's all marketing and branding. And so the marketing and branding, and there's a new website now for PCT. All these things are coming together to help us focus on the right now. And of course, if you build the right now and focus on the right now and build a solid foundation, then all the things that we hope for in the future, like being on other, listed on other exchanges, whether it be the QB or the QX or NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, all these things will take care of itself if we focus on building the solid foundation. And companies that aren't built on a solid foundation, they always fall. When a company is built on a solid foundation of great people, great leadership, production, driving revenue, a long-term vision, all these things are a part of the foundation, and we're building that right now at PCT.
So you mentioned building on a strong foundation. Are there any segments in particular that you feel are high growth potential, or any applications that the company hasn't yet explored that you feel could be a high growth segment?
This is the a beautiful part about PCT and also a challenging part about PCT, because each vertical or segment of the company is huge. And there are segments or verticals that we could launch as a company or could bring to the marketplace right now that could be just as large as some of the things that we are already working on. So that's a beautiful place to be, is so many different ways or verticals or avenues that we could drive this company. But you always want to focus on three main things and do those three things well, and drive revenue on those three main things. And then, of course, you can build out other things in the future. So, you know, right now, of course, cleaning, disinfectant, that's huge. It's going to be big forever. The world is forever changed now. People are more aware of being clean and more aware of disinfecting the surfaces around us. I know now every time I go into a hotel room, I'm using PCT's product to make sure that hotel room is clean and disinfected. But I get on an airplane, yes, they say they've already cleaned the plane, but I'm going to make sure I'm using PCT's product on an airplane. I mean, it's just so many uses for the product in that vertical. It's just tremendous. So, of course, there's a focus there. I'm really excited about agriculture and some of the ways PCT's technology and products are game changers in the agriculture space. We're currently building that out right now, putting the foundation together, looking to attract someone that has the knowledge and experience in the agriculture space to continue to build out that vertical. But it's going to be absolutely incredible. And then, of course, oil and gas. We know the role that oil plays in our everyday life. Most of the time, people think about oil when it comes to gas prices or airline stocks or things of that nature. But oil is used in so many different products that we use on a daily basis. So the technology that PCT can bring to the market in that space is going to be huge, not only here in the United States, but all around the world, because we know the role that oil plays in our everyday lives and everyone's everyday life. And so really excited about everything that PCT has to offer, all the verticals. We're going to concentrate and build them out properly, build them out the right way with a solid foundation, and just can't wait for the world to see what's in store.
So, Mike, it sounds like you have created a solid foundation with the three pillars for PCT: cleaning, disinfecting, agricultural, and oil and gas. I'm really excited about, you know, what's in store for PCT in 2022. I appreciate you coming on and explaining exactly what PCT's vision is and the foundation of the company. And I'm just excited to hear more about it as we go through and progress through 2022.
Appreciate you. And I would encourage everyone to take a close look at PCT. do your due diligence on what the company is doing. Take a look at some of the individuals that the company has started to attract. Take a look at some of the teams that are now a part of the company that are going in doing things with marketing and branding. But just keep your eyes on this company. It's going to do some phenomenal things. I've already personally put my money where my mouth is. That's how much I really believe in this company, and going to work closely with the CEO and the rest of the corporate team to help take this company to where I feel. And once the world finds out what it does, I think the world will feel the same, where this company should be. Because the products and the technology that this company can bring to the market, they are second to none. They're game changers. They're category creators. And that equals, or all those things together, or a recipe for major success. So I'm really, really excited about it.
So sounds good, Mike. I'm really excited to see what's in store for PCT in 2022. Products, technology, category creators all sound like a perfect mix, a perfect recipe for what could be an international and global brand. So that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, I'm Justin Brooks. Until next time.